Power Ranking, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies. Is your favorite one the best of the best? Which one came out on top?
Let's get ready to rumble!
Good story. Costumes don't necessarily hold up as well as the acting. Don't hold up as well. I was hoping this one wouldn't come up.
Yeah.
Damn.
Toka! Raza!
This is a tough one for me.
I wanted to like you so much, but not even as a kid. I thought it was boring.
The suits were better than the first one.
Oh, you're killing me.
I think the storytelling was better than the first one.
What? No! No, the story was not better than the first one!
I'm pretty sure you guys already know my answer.
Welcome to the SA Files. This is your host, Boy Spurred. And joining me today, we've got the A-hole guns. And the human gas gasket, Agent K.
What's going on?
How you doing, man?
Chilling.
It's a great day to be a Turtles fan. That's what it is, yes. Mayhem. By the time this is released, Mayhem would have been out this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I was super excited for this when the trailer first came out. Guys, what did you think of it? Did you like it?
I was pretty interested in it. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a new twist on it, actually making them like teenagers. Like, they were what, like 13 years old? 14?
Yeah.
Definitely a new take. I was interested.
Mm-hmm.
The second trailer came out, I was like, eh. But I still want to watch it.
Yeah, I felt the same.
For me, this one didn't really hit. Like, the trailers, like, it didn't really catch my attention like that. I don't know. Maybe I'm just used to the old school. Like, they're not like legit teens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, their like voices and all that.
Okay,
I feel they're meant to
preteens.
Like, yeah, I think that's what it was, and I don't know. It just didn't catch my attention.
Okay.
Even like with Ice Cube being in it, I can't really say that saved it for me.
All right, so you would say you're more of an old school Turtle fan.
That's cool. Sir.
Excellent.
No, correct me if I'm wrong. Ice Cube was a Superfly, right?
Right.
Yup.
Spoil this for me. Does he at least drop an F-bomb?
No. It's very kid-friendly. It's no. There's no F-bombs. It's definitely PG. There's no F-bombs. But it's still... Ice Cube did a good job. He did a good job. Much better than what I was expecting. Yeah, he did great, man. He did awesome.
Yeah, that to me is kind of a weird mix. Superfly and Ice Cube. I guess I can see it, but I definitely wouldn't be my first guess at who they would want Superfly to be voiced.
Once you see the movie, though, like, it'll make sense. Mm. It'll make sense, and it fits.
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
All right.
But, Brother Guns, let us accommodate you, since you're a bigger fan of the old school stuff, and of course I am as well. Mm-hmm. Being just slightly bit older than you guys, I was around...
Just 15 years
just,
old, right?
Your mama. So I was around for Turtle Mania, the peak of Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
That was my era. That's my time. Mm-hmm. I will forever. So maybe I'm already showing how biased I'm going to be maybe a little bit. But the old school Turtle movies, they are it for me. That's my era. Those are my Turtles forever. Mm-hmm. However, I do enjoy, you know, I do still watch Turtles no matter what iteration is released. So... in today's exercise, gentlemen, I have taken the names of the five main Turtle movies, all live action only, not the animated ones.
Okay.
But as you can see, they're in here,
okay,
right here.
Okay.
The SA Files mug here.
Okay. I'm actually surprised you're not putting the animated movies in there.
Yeah.
Including Mutant Mayhem.
Right. Yeah. Even though I did watch the animated ones, I do enjoy them. I'm not going to include them in today's exercise here. Just the live action ones. And Mutant Mayhem was a big release, so at the end of this power rankings that we're about to do, I will insert it where I think it belongs, being the one who has watched out of the three of us today.
Okay.
So, I took the main movies, I'm going to mix them up right here.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, mixing it up. And I'm just going to draw the first one that we're going to go, where we're going to pit up. Okay. You got... Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1990. That would be the first one.
Okay.
The first version of the Turtles.
Now remind me, it's been a long time since I've watched it. Who was the main enemy in this one?
Main in this one would be Shredder.
And the foot. That's what I thought. Okay.
First showing of the foot, the first time they meet Shredder. This is the one where Splinter is old man, Master Splinter, the wise rat. And
what's the pizza guy's name?
That's a sequel. That's a sequel.
That's part two?
Yeah, that's part two. Okay. Kino. Yes. And towards the end, this is where Casey Jones is a main character in that first movie, mm-hmm. where he meets Raph in that trench coat. And great.
I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah, all right. We're going to pit that one, the original, up against Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows 2016. That will be the Michael Bay sequel, the one with Bebop and Rocksteady.
All right.
Oh, okay.
All right. So the way we're going to do it is we're going to discuss these two movies, see which one beats the other one out, which is the better movie of the two.
Okay.
Then we'll move on to the next round, and then we'll do the same thing, and then we'll work our way up to number one.
Okay.
All right.
Turtles 1, the original movie.
All right. So I'll be the first to say,
mm-hmm.
it's a good movie from what I can remember. Good story. Uh-huh. Costumes don't necessarily hold up as well as the acting. Don't hold up as well. I know. Believe me. I would watch this one over the Michael Bay, but strictly going on looks, I'm going to give it to Michael Bay. But the story on Michael Bay's was not that great.
Okay.
Really, really honestly, it's nostalgia versus updated CGI. I personally hated how the turtles looked in Michael Bay ones. Not hated. Disliked. Strongly disliked.
I agree. It's been years. I guess this one came out in 2016. It's been a good 7 years since that released. Mm-hmm. And I've watched that movie multiple times. Even though it's not my favorite Turtles movie, out the gate, I already know it's not my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I could not say that I got used to or even say that I like the look of the Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Or Michael Bay's version.
Especially Donnie. I hate Donnie. Ugh.
That's what I was gonna say. Out of all of them, I dislike Donnie the most. I don't really mind the other three. They're all right for me. The only thing that got me was like for Raphael, he has like the full head bandana thing.
That's his classic look.
But it's weird because I don't know. It has like the Japanese design on it. But I would say clearly digital effects and looks. I'll give it to 2016.
Mm-hmm.
But for the time when the 1990. One was released, you can't even tell that was a suit.
Right. they do look good for what they were doing at the time.
Well, they were, yeah, like you're saying, they were full body suits. I mean, there are scenes where you can see folds in the skin where they go underneath. And
well, now you can, but yeah, when you're little.
Yeah, it's just like when you were watching Power Rangers, you didn't see the zippers back then.
Nope.
Oh, I looked for them.
Did you? Back in the day?
Oh, well, you know, just Kimberly's zippers. Like,
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Far right one?
This one?
Yeah. So I don't know if you can see on Raphael's, like, on the very top, he has, like, that Japanese sign.
Oh, okay, on the top of his head.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, personally, I feel Raphael looks pretty badass. That's the only thing that got me right there, was just the full head cover.
The symbol on his, the do-rag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like that. I actually don't mind it too much. It makes him stand out. It's a little different. Plus, you know, Raphael is always the hot head. He's the muscle. He's the one that always butts head with Leonardo. So, I mean, I think it suits him just fine. I don't mind the do-rag, really.
And plus, how can you not like him?
BMS. It was him. Yeah. Thad. Good old Thad.
Mm-hmm.
Under the CGI. That'd be him.
Mm.
Even voiced him and everything, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, he did.
But yeah, Raph's look, I mean, it's not bad. I kind of like the little, not, it's not armor, but he kind of looks like a fighter.
Yeah.
I think it looks good on him. It's kind of pointless, though, because this version of the Turtles were basically bulletproof.
Yeah.
That's kind of useless. But, I mean, the look is good.
Doesn't mean they're sword-proof.
Yeah.
The one that I did not like at all, the design was Leonardo.
Oh, really?
Well, not this one, but he had this, like, the... You remember when you... back in the 80s and whatnot, when you'd go into somebody's house that always had that one door or entryway that had the beads hanging down, and walk through it. That was the crap that was down his chest.
Was it?
I forgot he had that.
Yeah, he basically did. Like freaking just armor, basically. He turned into armor, I think.
Yeah, that's what it kind of looks like to me. Like, here we're looking at a picture now. It looks like bamboo sticks, but that those beads, that's what it reminded me of at all times. I'm just like,
I completely forgot about that, dude.
I hated it, man. It looked ridiculous. Like, I kind of guess what they were going for, you know, that samurai look, but it just looked so tacky. I hated it. Oh, man. Oh, my boy. I messed you up, Leo.
Okay, so with that being said, I still think he's probably the second best looking to me.
Wow.
Put Mikey?
Over Mikey. I wasn't big on Mikey. He's okay. There's some scenes where he looks weird.
Oh, when he took out his took off his freaking bandana. It's okay.
Yeah.
But that was part one, not the second one. We're talking about Bebop and Rocksteady Runner.
I mean, they're still the same design.
Yeah.
As far as like character design, not armor.
Right. I guess Mikey's not horrible. He just looks like he's wearing street clothes. Mm-hmm. But more or less, he wears the sweater around his shell and wraps it up in a little boat.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks passable, I guess, but still, just the overall design of the turtles, I hated it. And you mentioned Donatello being your least favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too much.
Like, I get it. He's the nerd. He's the smart one. And he's not, like, physically active as the others, I would guess, because he's more into his technology. So you can tell within all of them, he's, like, the skinniest one of all.
Right.
So I get where they're going with it, but not my cup of tea.
Yeah. I know that he is the smart one. Like you said, he's the nerd. He's the smart guy. He's the tech. And he even had those goggle things on him, kind of like the ones from the Ghostbusters. But
yeah,
I don't know, man. That just he had too much on him. He had like carrying extra stuff on his shell, and just I don't think he used it once. He might have.
I don't think so.
But it was just too much, and I didn't like it either.
He didn't have glasses in the original, did he? They just added that on when they remade him on this one.
Yeah, for this one.
Yeah. I think it was the glasses also for me. I didn't like that.
But out of all the negative, I loved Bebop and Rocksteady.
I was going to say the same thing. I was just about to bring it up. Bebop and Rocksteady, I think, saved it for me.
My man.
They look super accurate if you were to bring them to life, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they look cool.
They did pretty good characters. They were a real threat in the movie. They weren't just like the dummies that they are in the cartoons.
I mean, they were still dummies.
They kind of were.
No, I mean, they were, but they were like an actual threat that wasn't just taken out within like the first couple.
Yeah, they stood a good fight. They had a good fight with them.
So they went up against Casey Jones and Laws.
That was horrible. Casey Jones, they ruined him. I didn't like. I like Stephen Amell. He was awesome in Arrow. I hate him as Casey Jones. I hated him. I didn't like his performance.
Remind me again, how did this movie end?
Kang?
Was Krang in the movie?
Yeah.
He double-crosses Shredder, and he's trying to make his ship. And then they just go up there and beat him up.
I completely forgot how the movie ends.
Yeah, it's kind of... Oh, man, it's very... Like Krang's in it, but is he really in it? Like, he's...
Not to, like, the last 20 minutes.
Not really in it.
Yeah, and then the end... Where he gets in that android, right? It looks kind of similar to in the old cartoon. It wasn't the perfect copy, but they did all right.
This is just making me realize how much I actually didn't even remember this movie.
Yeah, it was something.
So visual effects, I'll give it to the Bebop and Rocksteady one.
Mm-hmm.
But story-wise, I give it to the old school classic 90s, and I would say that one's in my book. Better than this one.
For sure. I think if I'm going to go back and watch a Turtles movie, I'm going to the OGs.
Don't get me wrong. I actually did enjoy this one. I thought it was fun. I guess they had the new origin story out of the way. All that. They just had fun with this one. Yeah. And, you know, Bebop and Rocksteady, they're fun. They're great. even the voices, which I wasn't fully on board with at first. Like, they had Sheamus, the WWE wrestler. Mm-hmm. He was, yeah, Rocksteady, the Rhino.
Who was Bebop in this one?
Gary Anthony Williams.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, even the voices, I thought they did pretty damn well. Like, towards the end of the movie, like, I didn't even mind Sheamus voicing Rocksteady. I thought they were fine. They had fun.
You're a rhinoceros. I don't know what you are. Let me look. I'm a piggy.
I agree. It was a fun movie. Would I go back and watch it again? Yeah, probably. Am I going to seek it out actively? Probably not. I'll give it to OGs. I would first seek that one before I seek these.
What about you, BB?
Yeah, as there's highs, there's lows about the Out of the Shadows, but I've got to go with the OG, the original movie. Great story. It's dark. It's mature. It's not a kid's movie. It really isn't, mm-hmm. but it's, you know, kids are the ones that went to go watch this, and including myself. I loved it as a kid. I loved it growing up. I still love it now, even with its flaws. And it's just great, man. I love watching this movie. It's definitely, that's going to be 1990s for OG for me.
Cool.
All right. Looks so like we're all in agreeance.
All right. I was actually thinking that you guys might go with the Out of the Shadows on that one, just because you know, it's a little closer to y'all's generation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next bracket. We're going to have TMNT 2007, which is the animated CG, fully CG movie.
The one with the ghost or whatever and the temple?
It's going to be the one with the statues.
That one.
Yeah.
I know what it is.
Versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of the Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now, and it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it. Oh my god.
Oh, I was hoping this one wouldn't come up.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm sorry, TMNT. Yuri lost.
What? Really?
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Secret of the Ooze. That's my
jam.
Toka! Raza!
Attack. Man, that's. This is a tough one for me. Because I do like Toka and Raza.
Babies!
How's it go?
I do like the appearance of Super Shredder at the end.
Mm-hmm. Played by Kevin Nash, friend of the show, Wolfpack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly, you can't forget about
Ice, Baby.
Of course. Yeah.
He gave us that amazing track. But with that being said, man, I was pretty big into TMNT, the 2007.
Look, don't get me wrong. TMNT is a very good, great animated movie.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I gotta go with the old one. Old school one.
Dude, TMNT. Look at these designs.
Yeah.
They're so good.
They had great designs. They had Raph in the full body armor with the mask, the helmet.
The vigilante.
And then the fight scene between him and Leo.
Ooh, dude. That's
such a good scene.
Awesome. Yeah, it was.
So good. Then the statues of the spirits or whatever. The fight scenes with them, like, they wrecked the turtles until the very end. Man, it's such a good movie. It keeps you entertained. It keeps you on your, on your toes, really, the entire movie.
Yeah. Very underrated, I think.
Yeah.
like I said, great movie, but still, I gotta go with my heart, man. And my heart's telling me go with the classic
Secret of the Ooze, man. Secret of the Ooze, man. Okay. They had very similar outfits to what they did in the first one. They were a little upgraded, a little better, a little cleaner looking. They, if I'm not mistaken, it was Jim Henson, that company, who did the puppeteering and whatnot, the lips and the facial expressions and everything. And it looked great. It looked awesome. Same with the first one. It looked just great. Fantastic. Okay. Excellent, excellent outfits. I love the personalities. They're all different personalities. You know, it just meshed well. And who can forget? I mean, it's got to be Raphael's voice. I don't know, man. I'm just looking at him right now, and he's like, let go of my arm, Leo. Like, the way he speaks, dude. Like, it's just awesome. It's in my head, you know, it's just iconic to me. He is the Raphael, my favorite version of Raphael. Secret of the Ooze.
Hold on. Get me Toka Rezar right there. I feel if they take them and try and redo it, like with the, was it Michael Bay? Like that version, I would go out and seek it out just to see how it turns out. Mm. Like they have to be like one of my favorite villains from Ninja Turtles.
Wow. Master, they have fun. Fun. They were pretty awesome. They were pretty awesome. Back in the day. I mean, I'm looking at them right now. The suit. Maybe not as clean and as nice as the Turtles. Especially Razor. I mean, the fur is just... Oh, it looks Halloween masky. Like, ah.
Yeah. Ah.
Not as nice, but Toka looks great. Mama! Mama! Ah, man. And then they had to introduce Kino, which was a fun addition. New character. Wasn't necessarily needed.
I don't even remember like him having such too big of a role in the movie.
He actually got down in the beginning when he was fighting, no?
Yeah. I know that much, but after that, like, he kind of just becomes second class, doesn't he?
Kind of. Which, I mean, he should, really. The movie is about the Turtles.
But
he did
help
infiltrate the Foot Gang.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, and then towards the end, he kicked the TGRI canister out of Shredder's hand. Yeah, out of his hand. So, I mean, he had a bit of a role, but...
I guess.
In fact, he played Donatello in the original movie.
Really?
Yeah, that was him.
Oh.
He was in there.
Very cool. So, again, this one's going to be nostalgia versus the new. Except for this time, the TMNT 2007 has great action scenes, has great story, awesome designs, and overall, I just think it's going to take the cake for me.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. I'm going 2007 this one.
I think TMNT is a great movie. It's definitely underrated. But, man, the statues, the spirits, the main villain, they just weren't memorable for me. They were just kind of, Like, they were tough monsters in the beginning, and then towards take it to the end, they're like, oh, the bad guy just wants to die? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then his henchmen statues turn on him. Winters?
I don't remember.
The guy in the suit, Winters, I think that was his bad guy.
Yeah, no.
I don't remember.
Yeah, they just turned on him.
Yeah.
And Winters decides to be good guy towards the end. Like, I get to die. Yeah. It was just not as memorable for me. While Secret of the Ooze, Shredder, again. Shredder had a big role. Shredder's...
Hell yeah.
Super Shredder.
Yeah. Even though that fight was disappointing, the Super Shredder fight was...
But the design for the Super Shredder at the time.
He was awesome. And
so bruh.
Dude. He did not skip ab day.
No, he did not.
No, look at that. Look at that. That's an 8-pack. That's a... He's got abs on top of abs. That's a 20-pack. I like how he injects himself with the ooze and it transforms his suit, not just his body. makes no sense, but it looks awesome.
But I mean, dude, come on! Like, it's the design alone is awesome.
It is. He looks awesome. Just to have him in there at least once in cinema, he looked awesome.
Okay, so overall, what's your decision there, BB?
Dude, I'm so conflicted on it. I really am. TMNT, Ooze, Secret of the Ooze. I mean, they're both highly enjoyable. If you put both of them in front of me, I will definitely reach for... Oh, God. Heart of the Cards. Heart of the Cards. Secret of the Ooze. Cowabunga! Let's go Secret of the Ooze.
Yeah.
All right.
Secret.
You know what? That's fair. That one was a tough matchup. I was hoping that's not the one that would come up, but it did.
Actually, I was hoping this one didn't go against each other either. Yeah. At least not this early.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely a good belt. Oh man, that was hard.
Yeah.
Which leaves the last two movies for this bracket: Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, 1993. Which will be the time-traveling one based on Turtles in Time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2014. The Michael Bay reboot. First time we saw giant turtles. I can't get over those designs. The wonky designs.
Okay.
Let me start with... Okay, automatically. Turtles 3. My least favorite.
Yeah.
Out of all... that's automatically... I'm not voting for you. I'm not, no. Turtles 3.
Do we just want to skip on right by?
Oh, jeez. I wanted to like you so much, but not even as a kid. I thought it was boring. I couldn't, no, man. I had the little toys, man. The little ones and the samurai ones. We played the Turtles in Time game multiple times.
Yeah.
I bought it multiple times on PlayStation, on PS3, on... PS4. Damn, dude. PS5. Oh, man, yeah. I can't.
Look at Donnie's teeth.
Look at their eyes. They're like...
lifeless.
Yeah.
And the suits are so shiny and rubbery and...
And different. Yeah. They're like lighter green.
Oh, yeah. It's... I didn't like it. And then they replaced Splinter, his voice, the voice actor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Completely different voice actor. It sounded nothing like... You know, Master Splinter. Well, from the first two movies.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please, 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 please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro. And join the...
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far? You've earned it. Do it. Need it. We need it. Come on, hit that subscribe, hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
All right, all right, all right.
10 flips now.
Just like Elvis in Blue Hawaii.
Yeah.
They're
up to this point, man. We were spoiled.
Yeah. Oh, before we move on. Casey, God, mm-hmm. He was a glorified babysitter. Nothing but comic relief. He went from a complete
boss
to babysitting grown men. That was his use. Turtles 3. Yeah. No.
I don't want to say anything else. I'm just going to sweep this one under the rug. Michael Bay takes it.
100%. This was my least favorite, just like you, BB, and their Agent K. Michael Bay wins.
All right.
Hands down.
Yeah.
The bottom bracket. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows. Michael Bay sequel. TMNT Animated CG. And Turtles 3. Oh, that one belongs down there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Ugh, but to put it next to TMNT, like, I feel so bad.
I know.
Oh, man.
How about we should put that one on honorary mention?
Yeah, we could do that.
Don't do this, Raph. I'm done taking orders.
How about this? Let's eliminate one of these three, and then we can rank top two. Yeah.
All right. Well, what was it? Michael Bay, Secret Ooze, and what was the other one?
And part
the first one. Original.
Yeah. So, let's see, the original with the origin story, the Michael Bay reboot with the origin story, and then Turtles 2. Which one would you knock out into third place?
That's tough.
Man, That is a tough one.
I know which one, clearly. But to decide between those two?
Man. Well, which two are you debating to knock down to the three? Which one are you debating?
I'm debating Michael Bay and 1990.
Wow. Oh, okay. To knock down to third place. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I think I'm going to knock down the Michael Bay reboot, 2014. It was different turtles. I wasn't ready for the change in character design and model design. I didn't like the designs. I'm never going to like them. I can accept them in a different iteration. It's fine.
Iteration.
They're not my turtles. I didn't connect with them. I remember that Brother Jay, he said, like, oh, man, I really loved it. I liked the end when Raphael, when they were falling and they were dying, he's like, oh, I love you guys. I didn't feel that connection. I thought it was dumb. I didn't like it.
I thought it was interesting. I thought the design for Shredder in this one at the end where he was, like, just covered in blades was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was an interesting fight, but I'm going to choose this one to boot off of the island as well.
Oof. Shredder design, dude, I thought it was overkill. It was more like an Iron Man suit. It was a mechanical suit. It was not as bad. Like, it visually, it looked cool, but it was too much. He literally looked like a can opener. The joke that they used in the first movie. It looks pretty, but in play, and no, man, it was just...
Yeah.
Way fully too much.
He's throwing swords. And
yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, it was interesting. It was an interesting fight, especially with, like, they were on a collapsing building, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the top of the, like, Shredder cut it, like, in half. I don't remember. See, right there, it looks kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looks almost, like, bladed up samurai armor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, but I know when what it's actually moving for. Around, it's too much.
Yeah, definitely too much.
I agree. He looks badass. But for me, I would have preferred to see the classic wrist blades instead of all those blades and knives.
Right. And it just kind of makes Shredder not look as powerful, I guess you can say. Because in the original movie, you know, the rooftop fight, Shredder is whooping.
Yeah.
And then in this version, he sucks without the armor. He's tearing them apart, but without the armor, I mean, he's not going to stand a chance against bulletproof turtles.
Yeah.
You know, it just, I don't know, it makes Shredder look not as menacing or not as strong as I would want him to be, you know?
Yeah.
I gotta vote this one off.
Yeah, I'm voting it off.
For the guns, you're getting outvoted either way, so. Yeah.
I do like the fight scene where he's fighting Raphael by himself and he's trying to save him. Mm-hmm. And I do like the rooftop fight scene at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have funny jokes, honestly, but I feel, for me, the thing that kills it for me, I think, is Donatello still. And he would be the reason why I will have to knock this one off.
Ooh. Wow.
Okay.
So you're voting on the same one?
Yes.
Michael Bay. Wow. Okay.
Okay.
It's unanimous. Michael Bay reboot.
You're out of here.
Off the island.
He didn't get a road.
Down. Still the last two.
Ooh, last two survivors.
Two classics?
Two classics.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was actually come down to this.
Yeah, I really didn't.
Wow. Man. I love both of them. I love them both.
But I already know my answer. I'm pretty sure you guys already know my answer.
Yeah.
Go, Ninja. But, go, Ninja.
Boy.
Tell me why.
Just overall, the movie is just great. It has a great story. The costumes were a little bit more updated than the classic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It has two
Feast.
Bad guys who are freaking powerhouses, even though they're kind of dumb because they're
babies.
Babies! Yeah! Babies!
Ugh. And come on, man. Super Shredder.
But the dark tones and the mature storytelling.
I'm not saying it's blowing out the classic 1990 out the water or anything. It's very close. But for me, Secret of the Ooze, my number one pick.
I think Turtles 2 is where they found their stride. I think they hit gold. And I think I'm going to have to agree. The suits were better than the first one.
Oh, you're killing me.
I think the storytelling was better than the first one.
What? No, the story was not better than the first one.
I know. I'm trying to give it extra points. I know. Shut up. No, yeah.
No.
I'm sorry, BB. You voted off guy.
Okay, no. I do agree. The first one was, I think, better story. I think the last fight was more memorable for me for the second one. And because I'm really honestly having trouble remembering what the last fight for the first one was.
You're kidding
like,
me.
I know it's Shredder, but I don't remember exactly how it went down.
Ah, you get. Let me paint. Give me your brush. Give me your brush. I'm gonna paint. All right, paint
I'm
you a picture
I'm
here.
I'm gonna give you a pen here.
you look like you just grabbed the joint,
brother K. Okay, they're on the rooftop. They just beat the crap out of all the foot. And they think they won. They celebrate it. Yay! And boom, here comes Shredder. And they're talking trash like, oh, it's a can opener. And they go, like, let me take him on. I got this. Pop, pop, pop. He gets taken down. And then they're like, oh, this guy's for real. Oh, okay, let's take this seriously. And then the next one goes in. He gets wrecked. One by one, they're all getting wrecked. They're taking turns. Whatever reason, they're not attacking together. They think they can take him on, but no.
They think they're Goku and Vegeta.
Yeah, I guess so.
I was about Shredder. To say they think like Saiyans.
Shredder is taking them on. He is chilling, letting them huddle up and talk amongst themselves. You can see him just walking, pacing in the background like, gonna whoop some turtles, not breaking a sweat. Like, he is tearing them up, dude. And all right, when he's finally done with it, he puts a knife or the blade to I think it's Leo, to Leo's neck. He forces them to throw their weapons to the side of the building. Tactical, smart, intelligent. Oh my god, dude. Splinter shows up, and if you remember, this is the one where in Splinter's story, Splinter was the house rat in his master's home back in Japan. That's where he learned ninja. That's where he trained
ninjutsu.
And there you go. And then he scarred Shredder's face. There's a backstory between the two. Okay, and then Splinter starts telling him the story, and Shredder, he remembers. He takes off his mask. Bam! You see the biggest scar on his face.
Oh, no. Plot twist. No.
Yeah.
Not a plot twist.
He rages. He starts charging, and that's where Splinter gets the best of him. Puts him to the side of the building. Bam! He falls into a dumpster. Casey Jones murders him. Freaking turns on the dumpster, and boom. They're done.
So you think Casey murders him?
Yeah, well, yeah, he tried to. He tried to. That's Turtles. That's the original movie.
Okay.
Full circle.
See, for whatever reason, I did not remember that. As you're explaining it, it's coming back to me, but I could not remember it. I don't know why. Like, I remember them taking turns, you know, trying to whoop him now that you say it.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember it, but Toko and Rezar.
Okay, but the sequel. Yes, Toko, Rezar, the donuts was great. It's great. The Super Shredder scene, though. Come on, man. They had to end. They did it like. They did them nasty.
Yeah, they did.
They did them nasty.
But that design, though.
That design, though.
The design was badass. I can't hate on it.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I think. Okay, so story wise, yes. First one takes it. I think enemies take it. I think for the second one. For me, the suits. Second one takes it for me. Go Ninja Go.
Go Ninja Go.
I can't hate it. I can't hate it.
I'm going to have to give it to the second one. Sorry, homie.
Secret of the Ooze.
Secret of the Ooze.
Secret of the Ooze.
Secret of the Ooze. Oh, you a-holes. Okay.
Number one.
I'm picking Turtles
90s.
One. I'm picking Turtles 1. I'm going to give them my vote.
Man, but you're just doing that out of pity.
That's not pity. It's definitely not out of pity.
It don't count.
It counts. I love that movie, dude. My adult Turtles fan votes for the original. My inner kid chooses Turtles 2. I love them both so much in different ways. Mm. The second one was just so much fun. For all the reasons that you guys stated. I can't hate it.
And remember, go Ninja, go Ninja, go!
I guess that's going to do it, guys. I tried, but Secret of the Ooze takes the cake as the number one spot, followed by the original 1990 iteration, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Third place, we got Teenage Mutant Turtles 2014, the Michael Bay reboot. And tied for fourth place, the sequel to the Michael Bay, Turtles Out of the Shadows, TMNT CGI, and Turtles 3.
One second. A new challenger has arrived.
What?
Hey there, Mr. J. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
If you had to choose Ninja Turtles 1990 versus Part 2, Secret of the Ooze, which one's better?
G.
You choose the OG classic?
Yeah.
The first one?
My boy.
All right. I'll let you go, Mr. J.
All right.
Bye.
He's like, what? I'm working here.
Dumb.
Ah, well, okay. Good. I had one vote on my side, but we will respect the exercise. We will keep Secret of the Ooze on top with the original on at second place.
Or we can leave it as a tie.
No, we cannot. Because we that doesn't respect the exercise.
We can't. We had to pick a winner. We had to.
All right.
For all you listeners out there, go ahead, email us. Let us know how you would have ranked them. What do you think is the best movie? What do you think is the worst movie? And tell us why.
Yeah. We'd love to read these online.
Or definitely.
Read
these.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really want to get into this if you guys respond.
Or leave us a comment. Leave a comment in one of the videos. Anywhere on social media, which would be
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube.
Or you could email us individually, bogusbird@thesfiles.com.
Guns@thesfiles.com.
AgentK@thesfiles.com. If you're on the go, you can check us out on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Stitcher, for now. And Pandora.
Pandora. Love Pandora.
Sweet Pandora.
Also, if you're looking for any bloopers, any outtakes, any extended things that we have cut out of this episode, check us out on... What is it?
Extend.
Or anything that's been cut out of this episode, check us out on Patreon as well.
But wait! There's more!
I think I would say that Mutant Mayhem absolutely belongs in the third slot. Third slot, that's where it belongs, in my opinion. That does not mean this movie is bad in any sense. It just, in my personal opinion, it is not as good as those two movies that took the top places. But let's be honest here, out of the five main movies, for it to land on three, that's pretty decent. That's good. That's decent. That's nice, man. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bugsbird signing out.
This is Gun signing out.
This is Agent K saying see you later.
Catch you on the next one.
Peace.
Deuces.